Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore innovative strategies, insightful books, and healing modalities to take control and optimize your own health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach, hypnotherapist, and Reiki healer, along with my husband, Dave, an avid runner and wellness enthusiast. In this episode, we'll be taking you on another adventure to the White Mountain National Forest on the Coppermine Trail, which is located on the western side of Cannon Mountain in New Hampshire. This trail leads to one of the most beautiful cascading waterfalls, Bridal Veil Falls. In the show notes, we've listed the exact location if you find yourself in New England and are looking for an escape and a fun, family-friendly hike. Not only is this a completely majestic hike in nature, with the sounds of brooks and the smell of balsam fir trees, but it has a mystery associated with it. We'll share the story of the legendary movie star Bette Davis and how she found herself straying off of this Coppermine Trail many years ago and was rescued by a hiking guide and fellow New Englander, Arthur Farnsworth, who later became her husband. There is a mysterious memorial plaque hidden in the woods off of this trail, which makes for a really fun search. One of our favorite aspects of hiking in this area is that it brings us to one of the most quintessential New England towns, Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. We'll share links to some of our favorite places, like Harmon's Cheese and Country Store, with their delicious aged cheddar cheese and other delicacies, and Polly's Pancake Parlor with the best pancakes around. Sugar Hill is also famous for their Lupine Festival held in early June and their fabulous views of the White Mountains. Here we go.
So Dave and I are getting ready to hike the Coppermine Trail, which is a 5-mile round trip trail that leads to Bridal Veil Falls, which is one of the most beautiful waterfalls in the White Mountains. The trail is around 1,100 feet elevation gain, takes about 3 to 3.5 hours round trip, and is located off of Route 116, about 3.5 miles from Franconia, New Hampshire. But what's kind of interesting about this trail is its aura of mystery and romance, which we'll get into a little further and tell you a little bit about the history as we get up to Bridal Veil Falls and this very distinct and unique plaque that is there. And we will tell you more about that as we get closer, but we are just getting started. So we are climbing this beautiful gradual trail, which is kind of nice. It's wide open, well marked. There's a parking lot right nearby, so plenty of spots. Like there were 4 or 5 cars today on a Thursday here in New England. And shortly we'll be coming up on the Coppermine Brook, which will hug the trail a good portion of the 2.5 miles as we get up to the falls. And it's just a really nice, it is humid, but it's a really nice day. And I love the fact that you can smell the balsam fir trees on either side of the trail. It's just beautiful and very quiet and peaceful. So Dave and I are about a mile into the Coppermine Trail, and as you can hear in the background, we've hit this Coppermine Brook, which is going to hug this trail pretty much most of the way up, right, Dave?
Yeah. All the way to Bridal Veil Falls.
Yeah. And, you know, Dave's going to share with you a little bit of the history that I alluded to when I first opened about the romance and mystery around this trail and some of the plaques and other things that are along the trail. And you'll find this to be very interesting.
So nearby is a little quaint village called Sugar Hill. And Sugar Hill is nestled just west of Cannon Mountain. And it's famous for the Alupine Festival that they hold every June, as well as the kind of majestic mountain views that you get, particularly during the fall season. And Sugar Hill is an interesting place because that's where the first ski school was established in the United States in 1929 on this hillside near this inn called Peckett's, which is still around today. It's actually a wedding venue today, located on Lover's Lane in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. And in 1939, the actress Betty Davis, who had grown up in Lowell, Massachusetts, she was a well-established movie star out in Hollywood at that point, and she needed a break from the stress and rigor of acting, and she came to New Hampshire to Sugar Hill for a little bit of a respite, staying at Peckett's. And at Peckett's, there was a gentleman by the name of Arthur Farnsworth, who was a kind of all-around local who would take people on little tours, whether it was hiking or snowshoeing or helping them with skiing and things like that. And so he took a group that included Betty Davis on this little hike up this copper mine trail. And Betty Davis thought that, gee, this guy is, not giving me all the attention in the world. And she was, rather attracted to him. So she kind of feigned a getting lost episode, which he had to go kind of find her in the woods and rescue her. And that began a romance. And he became her husband number two in 1940. Unfortunately, he tragically passed away about 3 years later after sustaining a fall and banging his head, and I think there was some sort of a brain injury, and so he didn't live all that much longer. But the interesting factoid that comes with it is that after his death, there is a plaque that was discreetly placed along this copper mine brook, and it's on a rock kind of discreetly facing away from the hiking trail, but it's out there. And it basically has his name, Arthur Farnsworth, and it says something about the keeper of the stray ladies. Peckett's 1939, presented by a grateful one. So that is the story of Betty Davis and the Copper Mine Trail. She owned a home. She and Arthur Farnsworth owned a home in Sugar Hill. And she held on to that for about 20 years after he died. And this was kind of a place that she would come to just to kind of get away and enjoy nature. So we're going to continue on up this trail. We're going to look for the plaque and then continue on our way to the terminus, which is the Bridal Veil Falls, where the water comes cascading down.
So we're about a mile into the trail from the trailhead and the main road, 116. And there's a little slightly steep embankment that you go down right when you start to hit the Copper Mine Brook. And you can hear the water flowing now. And this, there's a big giant rock, and this is where the plaque is. The In Memory of Arthur Farnsworth plaque that Dave mentioned. And it's a beautiful spot. You don't necessarily see this from the trail. I happened to spot it as I came down, into the brook, standing on some rocks, and I saw it like up ahead. But it's a great tucked in spot, and I just think that's what brings such great an aura of mystery and romance to this particular trail. We're about a mile and a half in now. You can still hear the beautiful Coppermine Brook. Here it's only passed a couple people along the way up. Very tranquil and soothing. Beginning to climb a little bit of elevation, but not much. It's helpful to have some hiking poles if you have those. It just helps prevent slipping. It's a little wet out here, so they're always very helpful to keep you sturdy. Getting close to the top near the falls. You can still hear Coppermine Brook, which is hugging this trail. We're about 2 1/4 in, so we're very close to the top.
So we're at the Coppermine Shelter. We're about 2.4 miles in, and the shelter is situated right along the banks of the Coppermine Trail. It's basically a three-sided log shelter that you can camp in overnight. I'm not sure if you make reservations through Forest Service or payment or whatever. You'd have to take a look online if you were so interested. But it's a beautiful spot to camp out in the woods and be a few miles from civilization and, you know, go to sleep listening to this wonderful symphony of the Coppermine Brook babbling downstream. So beautiful spot here. We're only about a tenth of a mile from the actual Brettleville Falls, which is really the beginning of Coppermine Brook.
Just arrived at the end of the Coppermine Trail at Brettleville Falls. It's gorgeous. We're the only ones here. And the falls go up, what do you say, Dave, about several hundred feet above where we're sitting at the bottom of the rocks?
Yep.
The water is pretty cold still, but it's a gorgeous day. It's probably 10 degrees cooler up here in the Franconia area than where we came from in Boston. So a nice way to get out of the heat if you're looking for a fun family activity. Took us a little over an hour to get up here, so not too bad. And we stopped along the way in a bunch of different overlooks and spots. But definitely worth the trip. So gorgeous.
Thank you for tuning in today as we explore the Coppermine Trail to Brettleville Falls in Franconia, New Hampshire. Hope you're inspired to lace up your hiking boots and immerse yourself in the beauty of the White Mountain National Forest or a destination closer to your home to embark on your own memorable adventure. If you have any trouble trying to find the infamous plaque dedicated to Arthur Farnsworth, reach out to us and we'll give you the exact GPS location. Remember, nature has a way of nourishing the body, mind, and soul. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching session and subscribe to our monthly newsletter that provides inspiring messages, helpful health tips, and upcoming events. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And make sure you are always welcoming wellness and wisdom into your life.